Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. If there's something on your mind, something you'd like to talk about, call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Ran across this verse today in Proverbs. It's something I've been actually thinking about for quite some time, just seeing what's going on out there in the world today. But it's Proverbs 18:13, and I'm going to read the particular passage from the New Living Translation. And it says this: spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. The English Standard Version puts it this way: if one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. Well, we see a lot of that going on in today's world. Well, what does that speak to? It speaks to the fact that I think we're very shallow. As individuals, we're very shallow. We've picked our team, our group that we want to belong to, and we think whatever they say, that's what I say. Whatever they believe, that's what I believe. And if somebody attacks it, I attack back before I even listen to what the other person may be saying. And boy, that's what's happening in our world today. We've got a lot of people that are spouting off before listening to the facts. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on politically. Both sides are doing it in equal amounts. It doesn't matter what's the issue. You know, everybody's just already made up their mind, has already determined what they believe in the matter, and they just spout off before listening to anybody else. Like I said, it just speaks to a shallowness in this world today. And it's quite interesting. The number one song on iTunes is a song by the name Shallow. It comes from the new movie A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper sing it together. But it's been number one on the chart since the movie hit theaters last Friday. But why? Because it speaks to the shallowness in this world today. As this spouting off before listening to the facts speaks to the shallowness in the world today. Now, where does all that stem from? Well, it stems from a culture that exalts feelings and personal preferences over truth. And we see that across the board. It doesn't matter what's true. It doesn't matter what, has been kind of the values that have held us up for so many years. Those things don't matter today. It's all about feelings and personal preferences. We exalt those over truth. And so what does that lead to? It leads to a lot of spouting off before listening to the facts. It leads to a lot of shamefulness and foolishness in our interactions one with another. It leads to a lot of judgmentalism. I tell you, this world that we live in today is about as judgmental as I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is
unbelievable. You're almost just frightened beyond measure just to say anything. I mean, to post anything out there in the social media world, whatever it is, whether good or bad, you are going to be attacked. I mean, somebody that could be somebody that you think is in your camp, just because you don't say it like they say it, man, they're going to attack you because you haven't crossed their I's and dotted their T's in the way, than the manner that they do it. So they attack. They're judgmental. It's just crazy what's going on out there in the world. And what is the root cause of that? It's just a culture that's exalted feelings and personal preferences over truth. We have to get back to truth. What is truth? That's a question Pilate asked of Jesus Christ, and his answer pointed all fingers back to himself. He is the truth. if we're going to know what's real, what's meaningful in this world today, if we're going to have a foundation to stand upon, we have to get back to truth. We have to get back to Jesus Christ himself. And that's one of the reasons that we are offering our premium this month, The Power of Eight. Mm-hmm. What are these eight messages? They all center on the essential truths of the gospel message. Who is Jesus Christ? Can we trust the Word of God? Does it have answers for life's problems? What is this new covenant that we live in today? What has Jesus accomplished through his shed blood at the cross? What does the resurrection mean? I was talking to a gentleman today out in who lives out in California, and he was asking that question, or he brought up that issue. You know, it's sad to think how little attention the resurrection gets. And I said, yeah, we've just locked it up in this apologetic box. Mm-hmm. And when we need to defend the faith, we will drag out the resurrection as proof that Jesus is who he claimed to be. But once that defense has been given, we lock it back up in that apologetics box. Well, my goodness, the resurrection means so much more than the fact that Jesus, it's proof that Jesus is God. It's our way of life. If we're going to have any measure of hope to live in the manner in which God has called us to live, it has to be pinned to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's why Peter said, we have been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Mm-hmm. So that resurrection is about life, day-to-day living in the power of Jesus Christ himself. Our identity. We have to come to grips with who we are, and that's one of the messages in this series. How we live, is it by law or is it by grace? And when we're living by faith in the grace of God, what are the marks of that Christian life? And that is faith, hope, and love. And so we go over those essential truths. We think it's vitally important. Why? Because this culture needs to be released from its confusion, the confusion that's been brought about by feelings and personal preferences. We need to get back to truth where we can have some clarity as to what life is supposed to be all about.
All about. These are things that every Christian needs to know. The Power of Eight, that's the name of the series. And we're going to send you a copy as you make your October gift to support Basic Gospel. You'll find several ways to make your gift when you visit our website. That's basicgospel.net, or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Another good way is to use the Basic Gospel app. We encourage you to download it if you have not done so. And right now, open lines, 844-322-2742. If it is still roughly 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we'd like you to be a part of it, 844-322-2742. And in the meantime, guys, a question from Amy, who writes to us from Livonia, Michigan. Amy says, I've read in the Bible that we will be judged for our sins at the judgment seat. I know Jesus is our advocate and I'm saved, but please help me understand if our sins will be brought up again. If God wipes away every tear from our eyes, then will we cry during the judgment? I'm ashamed of my sins, and I'm dreading judgment, but I am saved through Christ, so my pain will be temporary. That sounds like a question to me. And then she goes on to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Basic Gospel. I am a new and daily listener, and I love your program. That's from Amy in Michigan.
Well, Amy, I love how you put that, and I think it really resonates with any single human being. When we look at our sins, I think all of us are going to feel a sense of shame and are going to feel a sense of guilt as to what we've done. And then when we look at the consequences of those actions, that shame deepens. I mean, I think of the times that I've said things that have hurt Gina. And I think, gosh, how terrible that is that I chose to say something that brought such emotional pain and anguish in her life. And so when we look at those sins, those are the things that we're going to feel. But then the Holy Spirit turns our gaze away from our sins mm-hmm. to that blood-stained cross from Calvary 2,000 years ago, and we realize that Jesus bled and died to take away those sins, to send them away, to remove them from us as far as the east is from the west. And because of that, he says he chooses or he remembers them no more. Now, talk about good news. That's good news. Yeah. Well, if that's true, if God remembers our sins no more, then we can be confident on the day of judgment. He is not going to drag those sins back out and to show them to us or to show them on a big video, heavenly video screen for all of creation to see. He has already dealt with our sins once in Jesus, mm-hmm. 2,000 years ago. And he's not going to deal with our sins again. So that's why he would say, or the writer of Hebrews would say, that the next time Jesus returns, it's not to bear sin, but it's to bring salvation to those who are awaiting him. Yeah. So anyone who is in Christ Jesus, when he comes back, that judgment is going to be good. It's going to be a positive judgment. It's going to be you've received eternal life in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So experience that eternally. That's going to be your judgment. You're going to be with the Lord forever. That's a good judgment, isn't it?
Sure is. And I know why, because I've suffered with this before, but this idea that the word judgment always means that the hammer is about to drop is wrong. Judgment means to make a decision.
Yes.
And God is making a decision. And it's a very easy decision for those who are his children because we've already accepted Jesus. We're already indwelt by the Holy Spirit. We are in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are saved eternally. The Holy Spirit is the down payment guaranteeing that truth. And so we show up at any judgment seat, anywhere in the heavenly realms, and God says, oh, yeah, I know you. You're mine. Come on
in. Yes, yes.
You belong to me. Why is it so important that there's no condemnation? That's why it's so important.
Right.
Otherwise, we'd have to answer for those sins. What we don't have to answer for them anymore because Jesus answered for them once for all.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So here's the passage in Hebrews 9, verse 28. So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, and so this follows the verse that says, after death comes the judgment. And here's what the judgment is for believers. So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Mm-hmm. You've been marked out. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You belong to God. And that reality is just going to be made crystal clear at the judgment seat.
Yeah.
And that's good news. So nothing to fear as far as that judgment is concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't let Satan get your eyes off of Jesus and on your past bad behavior. Keep your eyes on Jesus, and you won't have to deal with that stuff
anymore. That's right.
Amy, glad to have gotten that question from you, and hope that's a help to you. Again, if it is now approaching quarter past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast. We have open lines at 844-322-2742. Friends, we planned an exciting trip to the Holy Land for Basic Gospel listeners, and it's coming up May 25th through June 6th of this coming year. Registrations are well underway, and we encourage you to seriously consider what some call the trip of a lifetime. Now, all the information is available at the very top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Just click Israel 2019 for tour schedule and find out about pricing and registration. Again, that's Israel 2019. That's the link at the top of the page, basicgospel.net. Well, guys, we had this question from Melanie, and she asks, says, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. And what does this verse mean, she asks, and how is it experienced?
Great question.
Yes.
Great question. And this is one of those verses that just, when you understand it, changes everything. I mean, it really is a game changer as far as we are concerned as human beings. I know for me, when I first believed in Jesus, received Jesus, knew that he had died for my sins, Well, I wanted to do nothing more than to please him. I wanted to be his guy. But I didn't know how that was supposed to be carried out. So I tried through human effort. I didn't live as a new creation in Christ Jesus. I lived as the old guy trying to obtain righteousness through obedience to the law or through human effort, and it did not work. Now, when I realized that I was a new creation, that the old me had died in Christ, and that there was a new me called the child of God, had been given a new heart, and in whom Christ dwelt, that changed everything. It made me relax. It made me realize that my hope of living out who I am is pinned to Jesus and not to my human effort. Yeah. So understanding that you're a new creation is one of the most practical, everyday life truths that you can ever embrace. So you were an old creation. You were dead spiritually. You were empty inside. You were separated from the life of God. Now, when you receive Christ, you go from death to life. You become a new creation. That old is gone. Jesus Christ has come to live in you, and that's the you that goes forward. And we need to know that. That's one of those essential truths, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah. I mean, think of the word creation. What happened when God created? He spoke. He said, let there be light, and light was. Mm-hmm. You know, let there be air and water in the animals and humans. And it was. And now in Christ, what he does, he speaks into us words like perfect and just and righteous and holy and alive. The fact that he has spoken those words into us means that those words are true about us, because he can't lie. And so when Paul says we're a new creation, it's because God has spoken those words, and now we get to contemplate what those words mean, and therefore they inform everything we do for the rest of our lives. It's
right.
Amazingly hopeful.
Right. Yeah. So here we are. I used to be Bob Christopher, dead spiritually, empty inside, void of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wasn't in me.
Correct.
The gospel came and took a hold of me, and I believed. I said yes to Jesus, received him. At that moment, I was born again of the Spirit.
Yeah.
So my spirit was made alive together with Christ. I went from death to life, spiritually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus came to live inside of me. That's the new creation. I have been made fully alive in Christ, and Christ is fully alive in me. I will never, ever, ever, ever be that old guy, Bob Christopher, without the Spirit of God living in me.
Not ever again.
That guy is dead and gone, was crucified and buried with Jesus Christ. There's a new me that has been raised to life so that I can walk in the newness of life. Well, what is that newness of life? It is a life of faith lived in the indwelling Jesus Christ. That's what life looks like moving forward. Now, the world tries to resurrect that old man, but that one's dead and gone.
Yeah.
What Jesus resurrected was this new creation, and that's what we need to focus on.
Absolutely. Well, Maldini, again, hope you're listening and hope that's a help to you. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. We had this question from Sally concerning Matthew 21:21 about the fig tree and moving mountains. Sally would like to know, how do you get that kind of faith?
Great question, Sally. And I think all of us would be asking that to some degree or another. I want my faith to grow. You know, I want my faith muscles to get bigger, to be stretched, and all of those sort of things. And, of course, there's a lot of people that are going to give you the 5 steps or the 10 steps or the faith workout to grow bigger faith muscles and all those sort of things. And don't listen to those things.
No.
Whenever you are concentrating on faith, you're going to miss out on the real thing, and that real thing is Jesus Christ himself. So the Bible never says to grow your faith. It says to keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the maturer or the finisher mm-hmm. of your faith. So faith is meaningless. It's just an empty balloon if it's not attached to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He is the substance of our faith. So keep your eyes on Jesus. And as you do, your dependence upon him is going to grow. It's not because you're trying to get your faith to grow. It's because you're growing in your knowledge of Jesus Christ. So as you get to know him and what he's like and get to understand the height and depth and length and breadth of his great love for you, as you taste more and more of the mercies that he has brought to you through his resurrected life, your faith, your dependence is going to naturally grow. So keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the author. He's the perfecter. He's the finisher of your faith. And you won't have to worry about faith. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. I want to say organically, but it's really spiritually.
Yeah.
That's how it works. So all throughout the Bible, Jesus, especially in the gospel accounts, Jesus just showed up and he's just standing and he says, I'm it, guys. Come unto me. I'm the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am all of these things. So it was always about Jesus. Are we going to believe him or not? So we keep our eyes on him. We learn more about him. This faith thing will take care of itself.
Yeah. My problem, and I think a lot of people's problem, I'm giving my problem
Richard,
to all the rest of you.
One.
I do. I know. I always thought faith referred to the grand gesture, something huge, right? You stand up in the middle of a crowd and bring them to their knees in worship of our Savior. That has nothing to do with
no.
Faith is an every moment of everyday thing. As you know, we've already talked about we're a new creation. When we become aware of what that new creation means during breakfast, that's an act of faith.
Mm-hmm.
When we become aware of what that new creation means as we drive to work, that's an act of faith. And it's just these little things. And the more we trust Jesus, I'll tell you the thing that helped me get over the grand gesture myth. Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to say if you're ever called before some, you know, grand poobah.
Yeah.
I'll give you the words.
Right. And it gets right back to what we said at the top of the hour. Our culture today is a culture of feelings and personal preferences.
Yeah.
There's no faith there.
None.
But what faith, our vision of Jesus, when we see him, we understand that he's truth. And it enables us to stand against what culture is trying to move us
yes.
to do. So this is vitally important that mm-hmm. we understand that it's all Jesus.
Yes.
All the time.
All Jesus all the time. Well, Amy and Melanie and Sally all sent an email to bob@basicgospel.net to get their questions answered. And that's a great way to do it, friends. We hope you'll take advantage of that as well. And thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. And as we close the program today, please remember that this ministry is listener-supported, and we need your ongoing help to keep the good news coming on the air and online. And to say thanks for your gift in October, we're going to send you this excellent series, The Power of Eight. Now, through this series, you're going to come to see that in a culture littered literally with empty promises and bankrupt ideas, the message of God's love and grace in Christ Jesus shines as a beacon, a light guiding to the true rest and true purpose, eternal purpose, as a matter of fact. And to make your gift and request your copy of The Power of Eight, simply go online to basicgospel.net. There you'll see all the ways that you can make your gift to support this ministry. Again, basicgospel.net. Remember, too, that if you have a question between now and our next live broadcast, use that 24-hour listener line, 844-322-2742, to record your question. and we'll talk about it on the air. That's 844-322-2742, or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net, as Sally and Melanie and Sally and Amy did today. Great questions, ladies, and thanks for being a part of Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another live edition. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.